Today we're joined by someone who lives and breathes sustainability and knows how to make it practical, engaging and genuinely good for business. Richard Dixon is the co-founder and CEO of Play It Green, a B Corp helping over 200 businesses reduce their environmental impact whilst boosting brand loyalty, productivity and profit. With a background in leadership, partnerships and carbon reduction, Richard worked with FM teams, sustainability leads and entire organisations to build greener strategies that actually stick. Today, he's here to share how FM can play a bigger role in the climate conversation and how your business can take smart, simple steps towards a more sustainable future. Richard, welcome to the FM Fix. Really glad you're here. I think this is a topical conversation and I think it's going to really be insightful for facility managers. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good to be here as well. Thanks for having me.
Brilliant. No, great to have you on board. How did you get into your line of work? Did someone inspire you?
Do you know, it wasn't a particular person. It was just my lifetime experience and, you know, a journey of psychology, philosophy, neurodiversity, working in the corporate world and hating it, having the opportunity to work in nature repair in Tanzania and see the social impact that that can have.
Interesting.
And it all led up to setting up Play It Green to benefit both sustainable, social and environmental goals.
So what inspired you to set up Play It Green and what was your competitive edge in the marketplace?
What inspired me was partly an acrimonious ending to my previous role with a not-for-profit planting trees in Tanzania. I helped them scale, but then they got investment and there's the age-old story. The investors want to go a different route and obviously are beholden to profit rather than impact.
Mm-hmm.
But also 20 years in retail working on culture change and people development. And then finally, my neurodiversity. I get dopamine from doing good and helping people. And I saw this huge gap in the market to make sustainability simple, palatable, and easy to apply to your business. Because one of the biggest problems we have is everyone thinks it's hard, expensive, and something that's going to completely change the way they do things.
What's the role of FM in a sustainability strategy?
Well, facilities management companies handle everything that you look at with sustainability, such as energy and waste and those sorts of things. So they can actually lead from the front in creating sustainability. The measurements that we take, the plans to reduce, facilities management companies have all that information. It's just they need to know how to apply it to create positive change.
And how can, you know, someone like yourself and your business help facility managers in establishing their sustainability strategy?
So change happens with education. Measurement and reduction plans and things, those are spreadsheet exercises, those are box-ticking exercises that everyone has to do. But facilities management companies can lead the way with culture change. We educate their teams, we engage them in a really simple and useful and positive way around sustainability. But then there's templates and policies, there's signposting to the right products and services to create the change that's needed. We're like a fixer company almost. We create collaborations and partnerships for people. We have partners that do footprint reporting, reduction plans, food waste management, circular solutions for cleaning. We have all sorts of partners that can help with those. And obviously those are all applicable to facilities management companies. The goal is that we connect the dots.
And do you feel that the C-suite and the leadership team are taking this seriously?
Do you know, it's changed over the last few years. It used to be seen as a nice to have. It used to be seen as we've got to tick those boxes. But I think what the C-suites are realizing is actually, if you want to recruit better staff, if you want to stand out from the crowd, if you want to be eligible for tenders, all of these things are about embracing sustainability And I should point out, sustainability is no longer seen as just footprint reduction. It's got to have that social element weaved into the fabric as well. It's about DEI. It's about helping the local community where you do business and also helping the global community.
So the built environment accounts for nearly 40% of global emissions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a key industry that can really drive positive change. What advice would you give to facility managers to help drive positive action?
The first piece of advice I always give is just start, because that's the biggest sort of enemy of positive change, is people worrying about getting it wrong, not knowing where to start. Just start. If you start and you work transparently and honestly and openly, and you talk about what you're doing, if you make a mistake and learn from it and use that as part of your story, actually, you're probably going to do better because people see this as honest, as open, as transparent. But yeah, it's all about just, you know, putting the line in the sand and saying, we're going to start our sustainability journey. And just having that first step is where the magic starts to happen.
I think, you know, working with a business like yours, Player Green, you know, the things what I found is having access to that information. And that helps you start that process of taking that first step in making a positive change.
Yeah, agreed. Again, it's about taking that fear away. It's not taught in schools. It's not really taught very much when you do a business degree. And these are all the things that people do need to learn now. And what we've done is we've taken the psychology of education about breaking it down into little manageable bite-sized chunks that are interesting, create dopamine, create those, you know, new learning experiences that have a couple of impacts. What they do is they make people feel more comfortable about actually doing it. But when you learn something new, one of the things about psychology is you are programmed to tell others. That hit of dopamine you get when you learn a new fact, you will then go and tell other people.
Why isn't it taught at schools?
The education system isn't designed to create big change. It's the same system that's been there since the Industrial Revolution. It's designed to create people that think uniformly, don't think outside the box, and are ready to be, you know, fit as a jigsaw piece within society. And I think what we're needing now is people thinking more outside the box. It's unfortunate. It's slowly changing. Like my youngest is doing his GCSEs and they touch on it in geography now. But really it should be an entire subject. It should be a whole topic because it has a huge impact on our future.
I couldn't agree with you more. And if you impact the young and how the young think, then it's going to have such a positive outcome on the environment.
Yeah, I think strangely, even though it's not taught, the values of Gen Z are so strongly aligned with sustainability and social value. I was looking at some statistics recently. Is it 60% of job seekers in that generation expect companies to have a strong ESG strategy, and 30% have turned jobs down with companies when they've been offered a job with poor ESG strategies. So you're missing out on a huge amount of workforce and therefore potential growth with great candidates if you're not embracing it.
That's really interesting because, you know, one of our principles at Expansive is bringing in the best people with the best minds. And if people are going to not want to join your company because you don't have a strong environmentally first focused culture, then you're going to be losing out on great talent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah, correct. And it's not just talent, it's investment. I think the figures were globally, there's $39 trillion of investment available specifically for companies with strong ESG strategies. If you're applying for tendering, the percentage of the tender process that is based on ESG is growing each year. So it's gone way beyond that legislative process now where you're ticking the boxes. What was that phrase? You can't change culture with a spreadsheet. You really can't. That comes to education and to engagement and living it.
Couldn't agree more. You absolutely can't. You talk a lot about engaging teams mm-hmm. and sustainability. How do you make that work in practice?
So people don't want to have stuff rammed down the throat. They don't want to have to read long, arduous pieces like War and Peace about sustainability. We learn in tiny bite-sized chunks, and that's exactly what we do at Play It Green. So the content that we put out each week is specifically designed to create engagement. We do positive news on a Monday. So the mainstream media never talks about the positives with sustainability. All you hear is, you know, the ice caps are melting, sea levels are rising, there's a mass extinction. It's going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars. But actually, there's loads of good happening. So we highlight that. I mean, a great example was that Liverpool Football Club have just become the most sustainable top flight club. Just socially, for every pound they raise, they create £13.75 of value within the local community. They've reduced their footprint by 12% in 12 months. They offset all of their footprint. They use green and renewable energy. So, but they've realised that actually they can't just be number one for football. They have to be number one for everything. Another thing that creates engagement is that community feel. So we don't see our community members as customers. They are part of the Play It Green community. We promote cross-collaboration with businesses. Part of the development for our platform will be having a members directory, so products and services can be shared within the community to create that collaborative growth. We do a simple business tip every Wednesday, and it will be one topic, no more than 800 words, simple language. And then on a Friday, we will do a personal tip. And people within a business want to know what to do at work, but also they want to know what to do at home. If you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, you want the future to be better. So we break it down in those little bite-sized chunks. And then that all goes out in a newsletter on a Friday. And then we, for every member of staff that you subscribe, we'll plant a mix of trees, mangroves and sea kelp to have a more immediate environmental impact and create employment in developing countries. And we have a social impact as well, with 10% going back to a charity, the business's choice, which again creates engagement because that's the staff's choice of where that 10% goes.
For businesses that want to go further, what does a smart, sustainable strategy look like?
Education is the first step.
Yeah.
To create the culture change that's needed to make all the decisions with that sustainable lens, it starts with education. But then there's the measurement. You have to measure because you can't reduce what you haven't measured. But also then, once you've measured and you have a plan in place, you can measure each year to track where you're going. Transparency is really important. Talk about your journey, publish the data, publish your policies. And tell stories about it. The whole beauty of how people work and how the world works is we are driven by stories. So if you as a business want to stand out, show people the story of the change and the goals that you have and how you've achieved it or are achieving it, because it will get buy-in both from your consumers, your staff, your investors. It's a really positive way to do business.
What trends are you seeing right now in green businesses, mm-hmm. especially in the built environment?
Measurement's becoming massive. Obviously, the incredible thing when a facilities management company, you have to serve the people who own the building, you have to serve the users within the building, and you've got this top-down and bottom-up drive, the legislation from the top-down, and then the sort of the drive from consumers wanting to align with those brands. So there's a huge potential for facilities management companies to engage and grow through sustainability and social impacts.
We have a closing tradition on the FM Fix where we're going to ask some quick fire questions. No thinking, just answer.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Brilliant. What are some quick wins FM teams can focus on right now?
Food waste, energy usage, banking, pensions, four really quick things that make a massive difference.
What's the biggest myth about going green that holds companies back.
It's going to cost us money. It's like a lie. It's an investment. You don't say these shares are going to cost me money unless it's a bad investment. You say I'm investing for the future and I'm going to watch the money grow.
What's one sustainability buzzword you can't stand?
Carbon neutral. And I'll tell you why. Because if you just rebalance your footprint and don't do anything about reducing it, you're literally changing nothing. And that if you make any claims about being sustainable when you are carbon neutral, you're lying. And it really annoys me. We will happily work with companies that want to offset the footprint, but only when there's a reduction plan in place. And we would encourage any business to offset continually their baseline. So in year one, you offset that. In year two, you offset more than you've created. In year three, you offset even more. And that way you reverse your position on the climate once you hit your net zero targets.
Richard, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the FM Fix. I think you've had given some great advice, some great tips on how facility managers can just start their sustainability drive, their journey. I think what's been really interesting is about the education that you can provide to really help. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say big thank you and hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, really good. Thank you so much.